Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and with me is Michael.
Hi guys. Hi Jo, how's it going?
All right, thanks. We just thought we would come on and give you all an update of how things are in the VI Talk world.
Yeah, they're going pretty well. It's been a complete hectic last few weeks, mainly with non-VI Talk stuff, hasn't it? I mean, for anyone who's listening who's St. Vincent's or past pupil at St. Vincent's, it's our reunion this weekend.
It is. Unfortunately, I can't go, but that doesn't mean that I'm not involved with the organising of it. And also last weekend, some of you'll know that I was on the singing weekend at the Clifton Hotel, which was really enjoyable, but meant that I was pretty much out of commission for doing things anywhere else, really.
And I was away at a Disney get together called Mouse Meets in Manchester. And so we were both not around last weekend, were we?
We weren't really, but fortunately we've got sort of Ian and Tanya, and Tanya was around on Facebook and everything, and, you know.
She was watching things and contributing, yeah, and putting a few things on the channel. And we put loads on the channel from our partners like InfoSound, haven't we? So
we have. And speaking of Facebook, we have over 300 members on the Facebook group. So it is really growing into a really useful and supportive community.
It is. And there's some really good topics coming on. I mean, you know, like the school one, you know, the specialist mainstream education topic has been fascinating, that even after 20 years since we were there, there is still a need for mainstream and specialist schools, isn't there?
There is, and other topics. I mean, we're not afraid to cover anything, really. If somebody wants to bring it up and discuss it, then and other people will discuss, then that's okay. Sky's the limit, really, because we've had one of our sighted mums asking about potty training a totally blind child. And, you know, other mums have been giving her advice, and there's been some funny stories told as well. So, you know, if you've not seen that one, go and take a look.
Yeah, we even had that one was quite, you know, some of them are quite amusing, but serious as well, wasn't it? The one about when you're going out to the pub and stuff, how do you find toilets and that sort of thing. You know, it's all, we're amazed actually at the breadth of discussion, which we don't think we've actually seen on other services, have we?
No, I certainly haven't. And I think it's great. Like I say, if you want to discuss it, if you're brave enough to ask a question, then we're brave enough to have it on the channel or the Facebook group.
Yeah, you know, as long as everyone's just respectful, that's the only thing we say. And everyone is, that's the thing. Everyone is being really, really nice about it, aren't they, about all the conversations.
Yeah, it's a lovely community to be in, actually. And, you know, we've got some people there who are experiencing visual impairment for the first time, and it's nice to have them along and for people to be able to show them a bit of support and, you know, help them on the journey, really.
So is visual impairment something you can actually have a second or a third time as well, then?
Well, you know what I mean. Well, yeah, it is, isn't
it? Well, it is, because people do get some sight back,
Yeah, I was born with a sight problem, and it was, you know, and then it kind of went kaput at about the age of 14, so I guess that was my second experience.
Yeah.
So I think you can.
Yeah, and the Audio Boo channel, you know, obviously this, we had a great discussion on body language, which is still going on at the moment. And also, really, to go with a Facebook discussion on jobs and what people's career has been. And they've ranged, haven't they? Some people are aspirational and have done, you know, what could be seen to do really, really well. And some people are happy to do the job what they're doing. I think it's so varied, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, if you want to chat about what you know, what job you do and the path you took to get there, then we're really interested in that. Because, again, one of our sighted parents brought up the point that her children who are visually impaired were a little worried that their sighted counterparts, their sighted classmates, would get better jobs than them when they leave school. And that's not the case. You know, it doesn't have to be the case. So we'd be really grateful if people would share their experiences. Michael's done it. You've said about your journey, in your different jobs and things.
And quite a few of us have as well. So, you know, get involved. I mean, that's where, you know, we are different than on the audio. I mean, we sort of plan as quite a newsy, information-y type service, but we still have the chat side as well. And the beauty is there are other services as well who do chat and do other things. So, you know, we're part of a big community of visually impaired people, aren't we, really? And different things.
We are. Yeah. And we're still working on the website. We've got some, hopefully we'll be getting some help with that imminently, so we'll be able to make that into a brilliant resource.
And talking of the website, don't forget, go to www.vitalk.co.uk, because there's Ian's blogs on there, isn't it? And he's been doing about
transport. Yeah, that's really good.
So have a look at it, you know, just go onto the blogs section, you'll find Ian's blog, and the podcasts are on there as well. And yeah, we do put a lot of the podcast information on the channel as well, don't we? But it's not all on the channel.
No, it's not. And speaking of the podcast, when the school reunion's over next Monday, we're starting again. So we'll be working on the next podcast. But we had that much for travel, transport and holidays that the next podcast is going to be what's left of that, really.
We hope it will, yeah.
Well, yeah, hopefully. And then we're possibly going to do a podcast all about the singing weekend and get some of the guys from there on and rerun the interview that I did with Christine. And we're going to have a full recording of the performance that we did, so that'll give everybody a good laugh. No, it was very good. No, it was really good, actually, to bring 20 people in 2 days, to bring 20 people to the point where they can do any kind of performance together, I think is pretty impressive.
It is, and you really enjoyed it. Like you said, you were out of your comfort zone. And
so, oh, totally.
And what? And there's a quick question, you know, what have you done? What has put you out of your comfort zone? And, you know, and maybe a bucket list item as well. You know, you think, I want to do that, but I'm scared to do it. And you do it. And, you know, what's your...
Yeah, grab opportunities, because I've always been sort of up for a challenge. And if somebody says, oh, do you fancy this? Then, you know, pretty much I'll have a go. There are odd things that I wouldn't do, like bungee jumping. But... But, you know, but tell us what you've done. Like Michael said, tell us what you've done that's been a real challenge. And it doesn't have to be something major. It doesn't have to be skydiving or anything like that. It
could
But it could be something quite simple, couldn't it?
It could. I mean, you know, what is hard for one person, or what is easy, I should say, for one person, could be the biggest challenge in the world for someone else, and just doing it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there's a topic for you.
Yeah, and you know, and people might be inspirational, and you might think, yeah, I'll give that a try. You know.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start our Skype chats very soon. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to do a Skype chat. Again, it'll be sort of open evening for people to come and go as they want to, and join in with the conversation. But we're going to do it on travel, transport and holidays, so watch out for that one. And then we're going to do one hopefully for the singing weekend again, but that doesn't necessarily have to be people who've been on the singing weekend. It could be anybody who's interested, or who's maybe been before and couldn't go this year, or just wants to know more about it, or wants to talk about music, really, would be good.
Yeah, I think we'll get that. We'll get it in the diary once, like I said, this weekend's over. And again, if you are St. Vincent's and you're listening to this, you did go, you know, we obviously can't offer the buffets and things, can we, this weekend? But, you know, give us a shout, you know, contact us, VI Talk, we can put your name down, and by all means, you know, join us. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you want to, you know, if you fancy popping along for a couple of hours in the afternoon, obviously, like Michael said, the catering is closed because the school have got to cater for numbers, but you could definitely pop along for the afternoon.
Yeah, so tell your friends, because you might know people we haven't got contact with who went to the school. So what else have we been up to then? I'm sure there must be some other things.
We had, I don't know.
Let's think. We've had some of the interviews you may have missed. We've obviously got our Emily Davison sections with our Emily interview and Frontline 101 going through the gym.
We have. Yep. And we've got our next episode of that ready to go into the next podcast. And that's about the job interview, isn't it?
It is. So that's going to be a good one. That's ready to be edited. And we'll hopefully get that on the channel within the next couple of days, or maybe next week. And another thing I'm going to add to the website as well is we can now put the audio booze into playlists. So what that means is you'll be able to go on the website and there'll be a menu option for like the interviews and for Emily and like some of the info sign, you know, some of the different sort of topics we cover, which we put out as VI Talk, so you'll be able to find them easily. And because at the end of the day, it's hard work going back, hunt through 150 boos, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So we'll do our best to make things easy for you, because that's, you know, especially when you use speech or, you know, you're ferreting through things with Zoom. It's very difficult, I would imagine.
It is, and obviously we don't want things like we don't want that losing, but the Andrea Begley interview, we can't have that getting lost and things like that. So
no, that's it. So yeah, you know, the interview that we did with Ilka Pertimer, the developer of Blind Square. And there's changes with Blind Square this week, isn't there? I think they're updating and putting new features on it this week.
Right, I'll keep my eye open for that one, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's changes afoot, which is good, because, you know, any updates to make it better are good.
Well, yeah, and we want to thank, you know, all the people who have actually been retweeting some of the things and sharing us this week. And I know on the Audio Brew channel we've got 93 followers, which, you know, is a really good number, but we know through Sonata and through all the other services where we're available that we're reaching loads of people, and that's what we like, you know. We just, and people are contacting us and letting us know what they like. So again, give us feedback.
Yeah, we love feedback. So email us info@avitalk.co.uk.
Yeah, and our voicemail number is 0161 298 8255.
Yeah, and you can leave us a message, or if you're listening on the Sonata player and you're not, you know, familiar with using Audio Boo to post for yourself, you can leave some audio there, because Michael's already done this once and he'll post it up here for you if you want to join in with a conversation or start one of your own.
Yeah, we can do that. It does take a little bit of time because it's not something I can do instantly, unfortunately. I have to sort of copy it all and then edit it, but I've got no problem getting that done. So that's, you know, send them through, and like I said, we're just excited at what the future's got planned. That we've got some things planned, interviews and talks with people in the future. So we just hope we'll bring you more information. But tell us what you want. That's what we want to know, isn't it?
It is. So, you know, tell us what you want. You know, is there somebody that you'd like us to try and grab for an interview? Because we will. Because I do emails nearly every day. I just emails flying around all over the place, and, you know, and trying to get interesting people and, you know, people with information to share. So we've got hopefully some good series of interviews coming up, which is exciting.
And again, if you know someone, by all means, you know, point them in our direction. We can't do them all at once. We've got quite a few things planned, but we can put things on our list and then work through them, and it may be that things work into a series of talks or conversations and things. So, you know,
that's it. If we've promised you an interview, and I know there are about 8 or 9 people on the list at the moment who are waiting to do an interview with us, but it's been that busy. But we will get back to people, and those interviews will be done, definitely.
They will, we promise.
We will catch up one day.
Because as much as we want you to hear them, we want to hear them as well. And we love to hear from people and chat to people and learn what services or what they've done. And it's been fascinating, hasn't it? Some of the ones we've talked to and some of the places people have been when we've talked to them, like in supermarkets. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're hoping to do the local meetups as well, because I know we've not done them for ages, but we are really hoping to do that. But we do need your support with that, because obviously we can't be in every part of the country, because that, you know, involves a lot of travelling and time. But if you want to help with local meetups, you know, you want to have one in your area, you know, there's a group of quite a few visually impaired people in that area, you can get in touch and we'll advertise it and everything. Yeah. And get people to go along.
And talking about, I mean, because Sight Village is coming up, isn't it, in what, about 2 months?
It is.
I know at the moment I'm definitely planning on being there, and so with Karen. And we're thinking we might try and do an evening get together, maybe more, I suppose, more of an adult get together in one of the pubs for a meal, maybe one of the Wetherspoons. Obviously, I think with 4-7 children can come anyway, can't they? It'd be finding somewhere what's sort of family friendly in Birmingham. I don't know it that well, but I know it well enough. So anyone who is staying over for a couple of days, it'd be nice to meet up in the evening. And we will try and organise some way of meeting people during the day as well. So, you know, we'll be around and stop us, you know, and for a chat and all the rest of it. And we'll hope, you know, to see some of our friends and listeners and contributors at Sight Village. So, you know, keep them dates in your diary. And if you're around Birmingham, and I know there's buzzes coming with Laura and More Vision, isn't there?
There is, yeah. She's got a coach load of people coming, well, going, should I say, to Site Village. So that's exciting.
It is. So we'll watch this space, and if you come in, you'll get in touch, and then we can like try and arrange things ready for when that happens.
Yeah, we might just get Michael a white T-shirt with a big, bright VI Talk logo on the front and back so that he will be unrecognisable to anyone with a little bit of vision.
That's it. I think I like our logo. It's quite simple, isn't it? I mean,
it is, but it's nice and bright.
It is. And I suppose, yeah, I mean, plus, if you haven't seen the logo, because obviously it's what it is, it's a giant big blue speech bubble with VI in white, and the Talk is in four bright colours, red, blue, yellow, and to be an official colour, cyan.
Okay.
And depending where you're looking, it's got the website underneath, or it's got our tagline, which is
sharing ideas, information, and support.
Yeah. So, but yeah,
I sound very official when I say that, don't I?
You do.
It took me ages to think that. I promise.
It was one of them because we were using it, and we thought, there's our tagline. We didn't really use it in everything until it sort of got recorded, did we? So,
and it's, no, that's right.
And a quick shout out to our voiceover artist as well.
Oh yes, the Naughty Tart herself, Wendy.
Wendy.
Yeah, big thank you to Wendy. She's done lots of voiceovers for us for the podcast and things. So some new ones coming up in the next podcast that she's just done recently. So that's really good.
And also Andre as well for his music. So
absolutely, yeah. Big shout out to Mr. Freaky Foof himself, because all the shorts that we use for the podcast and for the channel bumpers, as we call them, the intros and outros, they are all Andre's work.
They are. And Andre is one of our top listened boos as well.
He is, yeah, which is really good.
So is there anything else we need to tell our listeners, if there's anyone still here?
Yeah, witter.
I think we should put a non-prize winning competition at the end, just to see if anyone actually is listening.
Yeah, put a comment in this boo if you listened to the end, because we would be very grateful.
There we are. And if you can't put the comment in because you're not listening to it on the audio boo channel, drop an email to, or a voicemail to, info@vitalk.co.uk or 0161 298 8255.
Yeah, absolutely. So shall we leave our Wendy to give the other contact details?
I think we should, yes. So.
Okay, so we'll say bye for now.
We will.
Take care, everyone.
And over to you, Wendy.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.